poll, nearly one-third of Dems prefer leaders who identify as democratic socialists. By Joshua Klein on July 1, 2026. Nearly one-third of Democrats favor political leaders who identify as democratic socialists. According to a new poll, as recent primary victories by self-described democratic socialists have drawn renewed attention to the Democratic Party's ideological direction. The Pew Research Center survey comes after democratic socialist candidates scored a series of high-profile democratic primary victories in recent weeks, including last week's victories in New York City and Tuesday's upset of 15-term Rep. Diana DeGette, DCO, by democratic socialist candidate Melit Kyros in Colorado, highlighting the movement's recent electoral momentum. The survey found that 32% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents said they like political leaders who identify as democratic socialists, while 56% said they neither like nor dislike such leaders. Just 11% said they dislike those leaders. Americans overall were considerably less receptive, with 38% saying they dislike political leaders who identify as democratic socialists, compared with 17% who said they like them. The ideological divide inside the Democratic Party was particularly pronounced. A majority of liberal Democrats, 52%, said they like leaders who identify as democratic socialists, while only 4% said they dislike them. Among conservative and moderate Democrats, support dropped sharply, with just 15% expressing favorable views, compared with 17% who said they dislike such leaders. Two-thirds, 66%, said they neither like nor dislike them. The survey also found support was strongest among white, younger, college-educated, and upper-income Democrats. White Democrats were the most likely to express favorable views of Democratic Socialist leaders, with 40% saying they like them, nearly double the share of Black Democrats, 21%, and Hispanic Democrats, 20%. 30% of Asian Democrats also expressed favorable views. Nearly 4 in 10 Democrats under age 30, 39%, said they like leaders identifying as democratic socialists, compared with 35% of Democrats ages 30 to 49 and 26% of those 50 and older. Democrats with college degrees were considerably more receptive than those without one, 41% to 26%, while 4 in 10 upper-income Democrats expressed favorable views, compared with 34% of middle-income Democrats and 24% of lower-income Democrats. Democrats who closely follow government and politics were also significantly more likely to express favorable views than those who pay little attention to political affairs. The findings come as Democratic Socialist candidates have scored a string of high-profile victories in Democratic primaries. Last week, Democratic Socialist-backed candidates defeated incumbent reps Dan Goldman, DNY, and Adriana Espaillat, DNY, in New York City, while Tuesday's victory by Kyros over DeGette suggested the movement's momentum is extending beyond New York. Henry Olson, a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, told JNS that the findings suggest Democratic Socialist candidates have developed a strong base within Democratic primary electorates. Those who like candidates who identify as Democratic Socialists likely comprise a larger share of that electorate than the 32% they are of the broader general election Democratic coalition, since they skew heavily to groups who tend to consume more political news and participate more extensively in politics, Olson said. Given this data, the only surprising thing about Democratic Socialist primary wins is that there haven't been more of them thus far, he added. The recent primary results have also fueled concern among some congressional Democrats. Axios reported Wednesday that House Democrats viewed DeGette's defeat as a wake-up call, with one Democratic lawmaker describing the results as evidence of an appetite for newer, younger blood in parts of the party, while another Democratic lawmaker argued the Democratic Socialists of America's success among young, college-educated voters is literally their entire playbook. The survey follows another recent poll highlighted by Breitbart News. An Economist/YouGov survey released earlier this week found that only 8% of Democrats considered the United States the greatest country in the world ahead of the nation's 250th anniversary celebration, while nearly 4 in 10 Democrats said they were ashamed to be American. The Pew survey was conducted January 20 to 26 among 8,512 U.S. adults. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.